Okay, good morning everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. I want to start out really quickly by doing something that I don't think I've done in the past. This is Vance Rogers, your host. I don't know how many people are on the line, but last Saturday, there were 35 of us that decided to wake up, to dial a number, and join Saturday AM Live. And I'm just going to get right to the point. I have a cousin. I don't know if it's first cousin 10 times removed or second cousin once removed. I don't know. But my mom's first cousin, Shira Sokaram, lives in Tel Aviv, Israel. Her daughter, Shani Ferguson, okay, that's like my first cousin once removed or second cousin once removed. What, again, I don't care. She's still my cousin. It's the only newsletter that I read that actually comes in the mail. The rest I just throw away because I don't know how to get off people's mailing list, graciously. But I read what her and her husband Kobe, do, what they're doing. Amazing nonprofit organization, just phenomenal. So I want to do something that on Saturday AM Live. That again, maybe I did it once or twice before, but just pause. King David wrote it this way, Psalms 5 verses 3, and some of you just received this via text. At sunrise, God, you greet me. At sunrise, I pause, I pray, and I play expectantly. That's a little bit adapted from what you'd read probably in a King James version. But I want to pause because like a lot of us, we woke up last Saturday morning to some devastating news. So I want to pause. Regardless of how we feel, what we know, or what we think we know, as one of Stacy's friends, Nicole, who she graduated from university with, she lives in Jerusalem. She writes for a lot of different publications. She's a writer. Every day she's been sending little videos and posting them. And yesterday I was listening as I was getting ready in the morning, and Stacy was watching her friend Nicole. And she said, the truth is, I went, oof, the truth. Some of us, I don't know if we're ready to handle the truth. We want to know the truth, you know, because the phrase in the Bible is the truth. You'll know the truth and the truth will set us free. But when we know the truth, are we ready for the truth? There's a book that I quote all the time by Terry Hershey, Go Away, Come Closer. And the subtitle is When What You Need the Most is what you fear the most. So, here's the truth. I'm holding a bag, and we're going to cover a few different topics this morning, but I think they're all going to lead us to one place, and that is, why are we on a call like today? Why did we dial in? Why some of us have tuned into Saturday AM Live for as long as Vance started it, 25 years ago or so. And why did Vance start it? I just saw a need, and I thought, you know, I need some accountability in my life. I there's a few other people that want to do the same, and I apologize. I've got a super kitty who can't make up her mind. She wants to go in. She wants to go out, so I'll continue opening and closing the door. But Doug, Lyle, and Renee, you said you'd want to play with me. I'm holding in my hand a bag. In the bag are every color of power band bracelet and necklace that Nikan used to sell, used to as in past tense. I've been using these power band bracelets ever since I saw that video that Mike and Sophia DiMuccio produced called Does This Necklace increased strength. Everybody has seen it by now. It's on YouTube. And if you haven't seen it, let me know and I'll get it to you. But Renee, Lyle, yes. and Doug, yeah, how many colors? We're going to play a game real quick here, a little trivia game. How many colors am I looking at? How many different colors of bracelets did Niken sell? And let's just name them together. Four. Lyle says four. Okay, Renee, what
color? There was red, green, yellow, black, and blue, I thought.
Red, so green.
Five? That's five.
Yellow. That's five. Yellow.
I'm Alberta. I didn't get
Oh, Alberta wants to play too. All right.
I had phone red. Issues.
What's that?
I had phone issues. It's Alberta. I said,
oh,
I'm on here too.
Okay, you had phone. No, no worries. No worries. No, it's okay. So red, green, yellow, black, blue. What say you,
five.
Doug? Do you remember? What's that?
Five.
Five?
I say five. I say, this is Alberta.
Yeah, no, we got you loud. We can hear you, Alberta.
Okay. Alberta? I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm having phone issues.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay, Alberta. Yeah. We got you.
I'm gonna change. I'm gonna change mine. Six.
Six. You wanna change yours to six, okay? Doug, what say you?
Boy, I don't. I know there's at least four.
Doug, let me translate it this way. How many, let's talk Home Depot terms. I'm gonna try to find a comparison here that'll directly relate to it. Oh, this'll directly relate to it. How many different lengths of pressure treated or chemicalized or stamped, how many different lengths of 2x6s does Home Depot sell?
I honestly don't know, but I know we have a lot of them.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I don't know either. I just,
seven.
That's like seven? You're saying seven. Who said seven?
This is Julie, and I say seven.
Julie, oh my gosh, we got a whole mess of people wanting to play today. Julie says seven. So, Julie, can you name all seven? I've got red, green, yellow, black, blue.
There were two colors of green, Vance.
Purple.
Ooh, two colors of green. Karen, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Ooh, now we're on to something. It's kind
purple
of a...
Purple and orange. Well, I only counted green once.
Purple.
But are you counting the shades? Are you counting the shades of colors or just the colors?
Well, Doug is going to be a happy camper because I've got more yellow bracelets in this bag than I ever knew what to do with. And then there's this other obnoxious fluorescent, yellowish, greenish, just, it's hideous. I would never wear it, but my mom wore all these colors. She thought they were awesome. And I'm looking at one that was one of my mom's and she braided three yellows together. I'm curious why she didn't put a black one in there, you know, give it a bumblebee or, you know, throwback to the Christian metal rock band Stryper. You know, and I know none of you know what Striper is. Anyways, anybody else have a quick guess here? I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but we got a lot of people want to play.
I say eight.
Eight. Okay, and this is Karen, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Let me throw a curveball at you while we're playing this game here in the sandbox this morning, the Saturday AM Live sandbox. I really don't know. I looked at all old catalogs. And then I've got these other ones, these green ones that are all rubbery, and I don't even remember what they were called, but it really doesn't matter. And here's why. Oh no, some of you are upset. Someone's upset because you thought you were going to win something. If you feel the need like you need to win something, just text me, email me, call me sometime today. Give me your address and just tell me what color is your preference, and I'll drop one in the mail to you. If you feel like I threw a curveball to you and I slighted, I cheated. Here's the deal. If any of you, let me pick on Doug, Lyle, and Renee, because they were the first three. So if your name is Doug, Lyle, and Renee, or Julie, you are welcome to play as well, so it's even. So two guys, two gals, and then your host. If you read the, what, okay, sorry. Yeah, we could, Alberta, we can, you can play too. Then the guys would be even with the gals. That'll work. Did anybody read the email that I typed up and sent about 24 hours ago?
No.
Doug,
did you?
Yes, I have it right here printed out.
Julie, fantastic. Okay. Now, I did something I've never done before, and I asked five or six ladies, maybe five, and they, Karen was the most amazing, not that Jeannie or Rita or Mary or Gwen were less than amazing, but I asked these ladies to help me edit the Team Rogers contest. So when you get a chance, read the email I sent yesterday, and if you didn't receive it, just let me know and I'll make sure you get it. But this contest is ongoing, and I think I put in parentheses, I'm not going to look it up, but I think I put in parentheses that it may get extended well past the deadline. I'm looking at a bag. Does anybody want to guess how many, this 1 gallon Ziploc bag that you can hear? Anybody want to take a guess how many power bands and other bracelets and necklaces are in that bag?
36?
26.
26, 36. Julie, any idea?
Yeah, 55.
50.
This is Albert.
Holy
55.
Holy.
39.
55, Alberta.
55. Okay, there's only 17. There's only 17. I counted them right before I dialed in this morning. We cannot focus, or we cannot peddle products from the past if we want to go forward to the future. We cannot peddle products from the past if we want to go forward into the future. That's the truth. So if we want to go forward into the future with what Nikan's given us with a We Accelerate program, we all have to go back. We have to go back to where we started, all of us where we all started, and I can tell you where I started. I'm coming up on 31 years ago. I can tell you the two greatest pains I was dealing with. One was a pain, one was an agony. I had a pain in my lower left pocket, okay, a pain in my wallet. It was a pain. I needed to deal with that pain. There was a shortage in that my day timer in my wallet. Okay, the agony in my lower right side. I later a sigh something not okay. Anyways, the medical community calls it something differently than I call it. I just call it agony. I jumped off a 75-foot waterfall, and I had an agony that I'd been dealing with for over a year. I couldn't sleep on my back. I couldn't lay down on my back. Nikan was the solution for those two, you know, the pain and the agony in my lower proximity, in my keister, as they say. If we want to go forward to the future, we got to look with the end in mind, and we got to figure out what it is we want from Nikan. I knew what I wanted from Nikan. I wanted to deal with the agony in my lower right side. I wanted to deal with the pain in my lower left side. That's the best way I could describe it. Did Nikan come through? Absolutely. So, Doug, Lyle, Renee, and Julie, why did you start however many years ago?
Because of agony.
Because of agony. Okay, Lyle, because of agony. Doug, what about you? Or Renee? or Julie?
I would
agony in the back. I couldn't walk in the morning without my pain pills until, Meekin came in my life, and 3 months later, I didn't need those pain pills anymore and haven't had them since, 26 years later.
Okay, good. Okay, Doug?
Doug was attempting to recover from a stroke, and a dear veterinarian friend, I hadn't gone back to discuss offensive and defensive strategies for quite some time. And I thought if I went to a friend that was a really good friend, a hunting partner, and just a great guy, that he would be more understanding. So I went back and I went through his portfolio with him, and he says, Doug, I haven't seen you for a while. What's up? Told him my situation. He says, I think I have something that might help you. And he put some Meg steps out of his shoes and gave me his sound tips. That was the beginning.
Doug, I want to come back to what you just said in a bit, but I want to hear, because I had an experience like that, and I want to fast forward to present day, because all of you who shared so far, Lyle, Julie, and Doug, this happened years ago. This was some time ago.
Yes.
And dramatic for all three of you. Renee, what about you? How did it get started for you?
We had just recently, we meaning my husband Ron and I, we had just recently closed a business that we had had that had been a major project of ours. It had been a dream to own our own health food store. And so we had saved money and we finally opened up our own store, and we had it for 7 years. And circumstances caused us to close that store. And dear friends that we had met through our business, they introduced us to Meekin and actually gave us the old Dennis Williams videotape. And we took it home and watched it. And that night, I couldn't sleep. I was so excited with the idea of what was being presented to us. And so we decided to sign up. And that was, 26 years ago or so. And the idea is still with me, the excitement of what Meekin's possibility business-wise is still there with me, and I still sometimes will not be able to sleep at night because I'm so excited.
So yours was not like Doug or Julie's. There wasn't an agonizing, issue.
Nope.
In your body, in your physical. It was a business proposition. It was a business idea, business opportunity.
Yes.
Okay. I can let you in on some secrets about my parents, Denny and Char Rogers, my mentors, and today my number one customers. And I can tell you story after story after story that would have you howling. Some of you, it's 10:15 in the morning on the East Coast, and you'd have to go use the restroom because you'd wet your pants. I mean, not to be graphic, but you'd be laughing so hard because these two characters at 81 years young, I still, every single day, I have, not every day, but most days, I have contact with them, and they still crack me up because their story was just like Renee's, just like Doug's, just like Julie's, just like Lyle's. They both had different reasons, but Dad, 34 years in the sheet metal business, in the industry, in the construction business, he completely fried his body. Completely toasted it. I mean, his knees, his back, you name it. So I'll never forget when in the early days he would tell people, he said, I just want to do something that would allow us to, that we could afford to live in the house, our dream house that we built. It's a beautiful home. But when you build a big, beautiful home, it takes a lot to be able to afford to live in it. Switch gears. Let's look at Mom. She had just, like Renee, she had just sold a restaurant after 6 years. It was her dream to always start a restaurant. She's an amazing cook. Unbelievable. She can do anything with any ingredients, and you're going, whoa. Now that is something else. Now she does use a lot of ingredients and a lot of spices and a lot of flavoring, but she could create, she broke every record in the restaurant industry, according at the time, as far as making money, profit, and she had so many amazing employees. They were all teenagers. But at about 4 years in, she's like, I don't want to do this anymore. She finally sold it, and she was getting ready to head back to her nutrition business full time. She's like, I'm going to make a go of this thing. I love nutrition. I love teaching nutrition. You know, the list goes on and on and on. And that's when they had a chance encounter at the San Antonio airport with Dennis and Ruth Williams. And the rest is history. Okay? All of us have different reasons for joining NECN, but what's a reason for staying in NECN? So I'm going to ask a different question to those same four people. Now let's start in reverse order. Renee, you watched. I know you were on it because I just watched it this morning. The 18K Accelerator program that has been in the kitchen cooking, so to speak, for months now, and it was launched. Was it Thursday night?
Yes,
Thursday night. You watched it. So instead of telling us your reason for joining NECN, for you and Ron, when you and Ron sat and watched that, is your reason any different today for staying in NECN and introducing NECN to other people?
No, it isn't any different. It's still the same. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The idea that this is a business that you can create an income for yourself and make a difference in your life and in someone else's life, that is still there, and also being part of a community. It's definitely all still there.
Did you ever have anybody, and I'm going to ask this question, I know Ron's not on the line, but you can answer for him. Do you remember anybody that ever came into Ron and his brother's mechanic shop, or did anybody in that 7 years ever come into your health food store, if I can call, I think that's what you referred to it as, and
yes.
did they ever, with tears coming down both cheeks, throw their arms around your neck and say these words, you changed my life forever?
No. Definitely did not happen.
Mm-mm. Definitely did not happen. Okay. Julie, don't know if you saw what I'm talking about, that 18K Accelerator program, and it dovetails right into the We Accelerate program. Are your reasons for being in NECN today the same or even more than they were for you when you started dealing with those agonizing issues that NECN dealt with for you?
My reasons are the same, because over the years I've discovered that NECN makes a difference in the lives of the people who choose to use it. So my why is to share with as many people as I can, as often as I can, and that won't change. And I was not around to see that program yet. I know there's a recording.
Okay. Yeah, there is a recording, and if anybody who's listening, if you're not on WhatsApp, I'm not going to fault you. Just text me. Just email me. Call me. And if you don't have my phone number, it's really simple. I'll give it to you right now so you have it. I am not the library. I'm the librarian. I learned that from Dave Stoltz just a long time ago. Area code 503-348-0749. Okay, Lyle, and then we'll finish with Doug. Lyle, I just sent it to you in your phone. I don't expect you watched it. It's an hour long. But, Lyle, are your reasons for being in NECN today any different than they were when you joined? And tell me what your reason for joining was again.
Agony. We somebody shared the rollout with us, and I had some issues similar to yours going down the back of my leg. And I got some relief. And so that's kind of what got us involved. And, of course, at that time, we ordered the whole complete wellness home kit that they had at that time. And everything just got better as far as our health. You know, yes, there's good money, but the satisfaction of people getting better and having relief is more gratification than the money.
And so that answers my second question. So the reason is still the same today.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Okay. And you continue sharing, Niken. What most people don't know about Lyle Meeker is, like my father, but Lyle probably not as much, and I am bragging on my dad, because he's a little older than you are, I think, at 81. I've never met a guy who's so active, voluntarily serving. You would be number two. My dad would be number one, because he doesn't slow down. We try to get him to slow down, but he doesn't. He won't, because he loves people. He came up to me on Wednesday morning, and he said, "Hey, son, hey, well, when is that program I'm supposed to get on to watch and learn about all the nutritional stuff for the Niken Nutritionals?" And I said, "Dad, it was last night." He's like, "What?" I said, "Don't worry, Dad, it's recorded. They record all these things, and they put them on YouTube." Oh, I know how to drive YouTube. That's what he said. I know how to drive YouTube. I can do YouTube. Can you send me? I said, "Dad, I'll send you the link." So, just a little caveat there. I always ask people, have you ever heard of YouTube? And there are some people today that say, "Nope, never heard of it." I'm like, "Okay, let me introduce you to it." And then I send them Mike DiMuccio's little short video. And the ones that have never seen YouTube or TikTok or Facebook or WhatsApp, they say, "Hey, Vance, how come it keeps repeating? How come it keeps repeating?" It just, I don't know. So, Doug, have your reasons changed for being a Niken? You said, and I don't want to misquote you, but you said you were looking for ways to recover from a stroke. Is that how you said it?
Correct. I had a disabling stroke when I was 52 years old.
And are your reasons for being a Niken today any different than they were back then?
Not at all. Not at all. I actually told my friend, my wife and I had been praying for something that would free me up, would allow me to get back to fraction of what I was before I had the stroke. And the results have been the same. I wear duct tape on both of my knees. I was told I'd had to have surgery on one knee, and I said, "Well, something that I'm associated with has come out with a new product. I want to I want to check and see how that works." That's been, God, maybe, I don't know how long ago we came out with duct tape, but bought some duct tape and put it on my knees, and now I don't do it every day. Once a week I replace the tape, but I haven't had knee surgery on either knee. I can get around like you just can't believe. I heard that
Doug, for the record, you said you had your stroke at 52. And again, we're not making medical claims, people. This is recorded, so I don't want to give the impression that, you know, you have a stroke and you use Niken and you end up like Doug, you know, Lee Majors, the Bionic Man, and you can run around, climb up and down ladders at Home Depot. You know, the list goes on, all the things that Doug, I know what Doug can do. But Doug, for the record, you're how young today?
I'm 80.
You're 80.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing the math in my head, that's 28 years ago, almost as long as I've been at Niken, 28 years ago you had that stroke. And strokes are pretty life-altering. If you don't know anybody that's ever had a stroke, they're pretty life-altering.
Yes.
Wow. I'm 55, Doug. That's young. But actually, strokes and heart attacks, they're no respecter of age, is what I've learned. You had what?
I've had both. I had a heart attack when I was 45 years old. And
45?
I was in great physical condition when it happened, so the damage to my heart was, they tell me, roughly 3%. I recovered from that rather quickly. The stroke is the thing that set me back.
Yeah, I remember Dennis Williams, in describing his two heart attacks, when he talks about it candidly and honestly and openly, he said the number one side effect from a heart attack is death.
Yeah.
And he does that tongue in cheek, obviously, but those of us who have suffered a heart attack are those of us who know somebody. I said a final farewell to a young man a few weeks ago who died of a heart condition, and he was one of the kids when I used to youth pastor in the youth group. And it was the last few years of his life have been just brutal. Nathan and I talked a lot about using Niken products, not to heal him, not to cure him, but just to give him a better quality of life. And
Amen.
Unfortunately, we never got there. And that's what these products do. But if we can make a shift, if we can make a shift in the motto, the six words of Niken, discover it, live it, share it. If we can make a shift, the shift happens, okay? We can make a slight slant, as I learned in Jamaica. Just curve a little bit, discover it, live it, share it. While we're sharing it, if we can make a shift and accelerate, that's what the We Accelerate program is all about. And in introducing people to Niken, say, you know, as Doug was introduced to it, as all of us, I love the way Lyle just described it and the way Julie described it and the way Renee, it's like we all get introduced to Niken in different ways. But if we can make a shift, and I had two experiences this week, three, I'm not going to focus on the third one because it wasn't very pretty. It was very negative. I actually lost a customer. And it's okay. My goal is to regain her with her permission if she will willingly go there. But the other two, I wasn't prepared for their response. I mean, just that was not prepared at all. Because if you show up to something expecting one thing and that something entirely different happens, I just sat there in my living room Thursday night and listened to my dear friend Tom Paul, who's not a registered customer, but he got out a wad of cash and said, Vance, what other products do you have? I said, whoa, wait a second. He said, well, first I got to pay you for the back one, and then I got to pay you for the necklace. But I went online and I was looking. Tell me about the insoles. Are the insoles today that Niken has, are they still the ones with those big bumps on them and then bigger bumps on the other? That's the way he said it. And then he said, and what else you got? I said, wait. I thought, Tom, I thought we were getting together to have Bible study. I wasn't expecting you to pull up this wad of cash to buy a bunch of Niken products. I am literally running all of our house. Literally, I'm pulling insoles out of my shoes. I'm pulling this bag of bracelets and necklaces because he says, I got cash. I'm ready to buy right here, right now. And I'm thinking to myself, what do I tell him? No, he can't buy any right here. I sold M-steps right out of my shoes. And he said, well, I can't do that, Vince. What are you going to wear? I said, oh, I have others. I'll just go back to my old ones. And he said, you mean those old big ones, the ones with the big bumps? And I said, yeah. And I ran out in the garage and I grabbed a pair and they're old. They're very worn. They're not pretty. And I would never really show those to anybody. But he bought several hundred dollars worth of products, cash. And I sold them at full retail. Because that's what I'm supposed to do, right? And then and I don't know if she's on the line. She didn't respond back to my text. But then there's our new consultant, Crystal. And she's a hoot. I mean, she tells me all the time, Vance, I know you think I'm crazy because people think I'm crazy. I'm like, I don't think you're crazy at all. But she tells me two Thursdays ago when she's – let me ask another quick question. Lyle, Doug, Renee, and Julie, have you ever done a product demo that went south, that didn't turn out the way you wanted it to? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. Lyle, every product demo you've ever done, Lyle, has always turned out perfect, exactly the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, it's the way I expected it, and I got to say the results that I wanted.
Me too.
No, not me.
No. Renee says no. Julie, what say you?
No.
No. What do you do? What do you do when you get the reagent drops that change the color of the water based on the pH? How would you respond, not react, but how would you respond if you take tap water, bottled water, cheap bottled water, not the stuff that's alkaline, but cheap bottled water, Arrowhead Springs, right out of the bottle, brand new from the store. So you got tap water, bottled water, and Neken waterfall water right out of the waterfall and a filter that's 2 weeks old. How do you respond when you put those reagent drops? I called Barb Satterwhite to ask her because she's a water expert. How do you respond when all three of those water samples turn exactly the same color purple? What do you do?
You throw your hands up in the air and say, well, look at that. Isn't that amazing?
Julie? Or Doug? Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I think that is amazing. I've never tried that before, but I've never had an experience where my demonstration didn't turn out the way I thought it would.
Okay. Lyle, every demonstration you've ever done, you said, I expect it to work the way I want it to. So what do you do when the chemical drops don't do what they're supposed to do?
I'll say, let's try this again and see if we get a different result.
Okay.
I would repeat it, but I would also question if the solutions were outdated.
Yeah, I did that. I did that. I thought, well, maybe my drops expired. I didn't know drops could expire. You know? I'm going to order another bottle and see what happens.
I'd look for something that doesn't sound right, so I would repeat it with fresh stuff and start again, but I don't think it's possible for tap water to come out in the alkaline range.
Well, it can if you live in an area where, and I'm looking at the Columbia River right now, and it's starting to come up. We've had a little bit of rain, and the dam, the Bonneville Dam, they're releasing more water, but I read are every quarter the Corbett Water District publication, and they tell us exactly how much potash they're putting in it based on the water levels of the reservoir. And potash is the additive, and those of you who know more about water could fact check me on this if you want to, but this is what Barb said. And other people I've talked to this week, they said, oh, yeah, no, they add chemicals to your water to change the alkalinity or the acidity because And I went, yeah, oh, it's really, really alkaline right now. But that doesn't explain the bottled water. What went south? But here's the caveat. And Crystal, our brand new consultant, she just smiled. She's like, oh. But prior to doing the chemical, you know, scientific experiment and having fun with the chemicals, what did we do? We did an energy test, and the look on her face was priceless. Because she drank the tap water, and she wasn't very strong. And she drank the Nikan water, and she was really strong. And while we were doing that, Addie, the 13-year-old lovely assistant, youngest daughter of mine, she said, Daddy, do the one with the necklace. Do the one with the necklace. And Crystal looked at Addie and said, Addie, I already have one of those necklaces. Your daddy already did that demonstration on me. The last thing that Crystal said when she was getting ready to walk out the door was, I said, are there any questions? Did I answer anything? Because she came to see water and air. She came to learn about water and air. And it was about 45 minutes or so, maybe longer, I don't remember. But I said, do you have any questions? Did I cover everything? And she said, yeah. I need to go home and order some more products. What do you say to a customer who tells you that, Renee? What do you say?
Thank you.
Renee says thank you. Julie, what about you? What do you say to a customer who tells you that they're going to go home and order more products?
I always say thank you, but I always ask if I could help them and tell them that I would be happy to make it easier for them and place the order for them if they want to give me their credit card info. If they're already a customer, if they're not a customer, I also need the phone number and email they would like to use for their email confirmation. I always first try to enter the order for them. If it's during hours of that Nikan's open, I'll say, we can call the order in right now, and then you'll get it faster, and give all the info to the Nikan person who answers the phone, and then my customer gets created and their credit card's taken care of and the order gets mailed right away. I always try to do it for them first, because when they're going to do it themselves, it sometimes takes days or weeks or months or years. So from
right. Okay. So you seek ways to make it easier for them so they can have a better experience.
Yes.
Okay. So, but I didn't tell you, sorry, Renee, sorry, Julie, I should have told you that Crystal has already ordered $238 worth of products. Okay. The MagFlex, the kids earrings. I didn't even know we sold kids earrings. The power band, necklace, and I think the bracelet. I gave her a bracelet that I found. I found a bracelet, a black Nikan bracelet. I put it in my pocket. This is months ago. She comes up to me at our local food recovery program, and she said, this was our introduction. Your dad said, I need to talk to you about magnets. That was her introduction to me. And I pulled that bracelet out of my pocket. I said, you mean these things? And she said, your dad set you up. I said, no, he didn't. I found this today. And I told myself, I'm going to give this, because I'd seen Mike's video. And so Doug and Lyle, I'm going to ask you the same question. Knowing that she'd already ordered products, she knew how to do that. And I appreciate Julie's response. I love Renee's response. Thank you. What would you say to a customer who's leaving your home and say, okay, I guess, like Crystal said, I guess I need to go home and order some more products? Lyle? Doug?
Okay. I would say first, of course, thank you for considering that, but have you thought or considered about sharing this and making an income while you're sharing the products?
Ding, 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 ding. Lyle, I'm going to send you the whole bloody bag of past Niken bracelets and necklaces. That is the winner, winner, chicken dinner answer of the day. Because that's exactly what I did. Now, Julie, I'm not discounting your answer. Renee, I'm not discounting yours as well. With the We Accelerate program, what I didn't tell any of you was Crystal, I'd been dripping on her because that's what we do in a good way. I'd been reading things, and as I read things on WhatsApp or on the Niken newsletter or whatever, I would pop her a little note and say, hey, I thought of you when I read this because you mentioned something about air. And when she responded back, she said, there was a testimony on WhatsApp about a mom who had unbelievable results, and I'm sure they've already deleted this testimony because it was way too graphic. It was not approved by Niken's legal department. But Crystal read it, and she said, that's my granddaughter. And I could feel the emotion in her response. That's my granddaughter. So I knew, Lyle, what you just said, she was already thinking of other people that she could share these products with. Has she bought the Niken Air unit? No, not yet. But she said she's going to. What she did do was she went home that night. What I did say to her, and this is, I'm not the expert. I'm still learning at 31, as I approach 31-year renewal, I'm still learning how to do this. I said, hey, Crystal, before you order more products, would you consider joining as a consultant for a couple reasons? And one of the reasons is not to fulfill the 11th commandment, thou shalt not pay retail. And I said it just like that. That's not why. Okay, that's not. Yeah, it's great. But the second you renew, the second you register as a consultant, and since you figured out how to register as a customer and place an order yourself, it's really simple. I like what I'm seeing on the new website. I'm still struggling trying to find things. Okay. I called Niken three times this week. Three times. And Jane S., okay. I now know her last name. I know her kids' names. I know her kids' ages. Three times I talked to Jane. And I was very graphic, and I said, would you stop moving the stuff around on the website? I can't find it. It was really funny. But I said to Crystal, if you figured out how to place an order as a brand new customer, I'll bet you could figure out how to register yourself as a consultant. And as you have already started thinking of people to share your experience with, the second you place an order as a consultant, you're going to start getting rebates. Period. And I have not met anybody that doesn't like stuff back on your purchases. I have yet to meet anybody. Because if somebody asks me, well, if I buy that, is there a better way or is there a discounted way? Yeah, there's, as Brody Craney has taught me over the years, when it comes to any of Niken's nutritional products or skincare products, or consumable products, there's always a better way. It's called auto ship. There's always a better way. And that's the point. So Crystal went home that night. She ordered the waterfall and she ordered the Kinko ground. So when I saw her 2 days ago, I did the follow-up. The fortune is in the follow-up. And I simply said, hey, did your waterfall and Kinko ground arrive yet? She's big smile on her face, and she said, they did. I said, have you had an opportunity to set it up? She said, I have not. So I said, okay, you've got two options. I can give you the 411 right now on the quick tutorial, or you can go online. There's YouTube videos. You could read the manual. She said, "Nope, Vance, just give me the short version." I said, "Okay." So I walked her through really quick. I said, "The secret sauce, the silver bullet, is you got to pre-soak that filter. Tear it apart. Take the lid off. Pull out the big white sponge. Pull out the four small sponges. Put it in a pitcher. Put it in a bowl of water and soak it from the bottom up. But soak it for at least 8 hours. Overnight, it's better." And I said, "Then you can always call me." And we walked through it really quick. So I texted her this morning. She has not texted me back, but I will call her today. She gets up super early. She sent me texts literally at 5 a.m. So I know she's awake. But my responsibility is to take care of her. Here's the secret sauce. If you're taking notes, Dave Stoltzfus. He's the only person I know who has made it to the top in two network marketing companies. He's made it to the top, and the guy has earned millions. Not thousands, but millions in network marketing. He dropped out of university before he graduated because he discovered network marketing. But this is what he said years ago to me. We only have two responsibilities from everybody we introduce to NECAN as a consultant. Customers are different. You take the Julie plan. Take what Julie did. That's what you have to do. But Julie probably knows the answer. I know Rita, who's listening, and I know several other people have heard this before. We only have two responsibilities. Number one, connect them to the products they want and need as fast as possible. That was my goal. That's what I did with not only my friend Tom, who paid cash as a customer, but with Crystal, the product she wants and needs as fast as possible. Now, with Crystal as a consultant, what's the next thing? The number two thing I have to do? Get her a check. Get her those rebates as fast as possible. The fastest way that I know how to do that is show her, whether it's her granddaughter, her friend, it doesn't matter who it is. Show her how to get a customer, because the following Friday, she's going to get money deposited into her bank account. That's the only two responsibilities we have. The We Accelerate program, the 18K Accelerator program, which is available now, the Team Rogers contest, everything that's out there, the Eric Worre program, the list goes on and on and on and on. They all support what NECAN's given us an opportunity to do. The Balanced Life Healthy Equals Healthy Life calls, the Zooms on Tuesday night, the interview that I'm going to do with Randy Rolfe next Saturday on her new book. And if you haven't ordered, shame on you. You should have ordered it by now. It's only $20. I'm holding it in my hand. Let me read something to you. Lyle, Doug,
yes.
Renee, Julie, can I read something to you off the back of the book?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, here's what it says. It's incredibly refreshing to discover a guru such as Randy, whose common sense wisdom validates the ancient writings while including complex modern science. Do you know who wrote that? Doug, Lyle, Julie, Renee?
Dave Balzer.
Who?
Dave Balzer.
Oh, wow, that's impressive. That's a good guess.
Roger Drummer.
Roger Drummer. That's a good guess.
Oh, I bet it was
Julie.
Roger.
Oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Lyle, you are on fire, brother.
What did he say?
He said Vance Rogers. I'll bet it's Vance Rogers. It says that right underneath of it. It has a hyphen and it says Vance Rogers, President, Wellness Beyond Belief.
Cool.
Awesome.
Here's another endorsement. Randy is my personal nutrition expert, not only for myself, but for my clients. Pam Barnes. Oh, here's a good one. For 25 years, I've had the privilege of working collaboratively with Randy, and I am impressed by her exceptional knowledge of nutrition. She is a master educator. Barb Satterwhite. The book, again, is endorsed by people like Dave Rolfe, Dr. Gary Lindner, Madeline Zaworski, Pam Barnes, Ruth Lowe, Yoko, oh, and Vance Rogers. And there's some other endorsements from people that I don't know who they are. One's an opera singer. One is, oh my goodness, this person's got more letters behind their name. Successful life coach and author, blah, blah, blah. It's an encyclopedia, folks. It's not a book. It's the label. I mean, if you just flip through the chapters, this book is amazing. Here's what I did with Tom. Here's one last little tip. Sorry. Thursday night, I handed the book to Tom. And if you don't have a picture of the book, I can text it to you. I play this game with people all the time. I show them Randy's book, or I show them the picture that's in my phone, and I said, hey, can you guess how old this woman is, this author? Nobody has guessed even close that she's 75 years young.
Wow.
Nobody. Tom, my friend Tom, Thursday night said, well, that's it looks like an 80s haircut, so I'm going to guess that's an old picture. I said, nope, it's a new photo. It's literally just months old. It's like, oh, okay. And I said, before you answer the question, I said, Tom, pay attention to what I'm saying. I have seen Randy on a Zoom, and it looks like she literally jumped out of the shower, put her clothes on, she's got wet hair, and she's got no makeup on, and she looks just as good as that photo on the book. Now answer the question, how old do you think she is? And he guessed her at 56. He's 75. My own niece guessed her at 55. My age, she's 75. My point in all that is Niken supports Randy's lifestyle, supports what she put in her book. The title of the book is The Single Ingredient Diet.
Yes.
And while the title may confuse you, the subtitle is Transform Your Relationship to Food in Just 21 Days. Not everybody wants to do that. Not everybody wants to give up their ice cream. I certainly don't. I had a little bit last night. I do like my treats. But when it comes to eating, the Kenzen Bible, I haven't dug through this to find out if there's not an index in the back. I don't think. I didn't even look. Oh my gosh. This is amazing. One last question for all four of you. It says made in the United States. The book. How did they do this? My book was printed. One last question. Where was my book printed, Lyle?
Had to be printed in the United States.
Okay, it says made in the United States. But it says
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, my gosh, Lyle. That's 3 for 3. You are amazing, brother. No, you're close. Troutdale, Oregon. Troutdale, Oregon is the next little town next to Corbett, Oregon. So this was actually printed. So when you order your copy, it's going to be printed in a different location because I don't think they're all printed in Troutdale, Oregon. They could be, but I doubt it. I don't know. Anyways, I don't know if this has an index in here. Oh, it does. It has all kinds of stuff. So I'll bet it talks about KVB someplace in here. I just have to find it. Anyways, you really owe it to yourself if you want to get better, bigger bang for your buck out of your Niken. Oh my gosh, the glossary has got, I should have opened this up from the back. The glossary has got 294 references. 294. So hopefully this has been helpful to you today. Hopefully you've learned something. If you haven't gotten your hands on the Gold Accelerator program, jump on WhatsApp, write me, text me, call me, email me. I'll send you the link. I'm here to serve. I'm not here to help. Louise told me I can't use that word anymore, that term. I'm not here to help. I'm here to serve, to assist, to coach, because I can't help you do what you need to do to help yourself. But I sent it to Lyle. Doug, I'll send it to you because I don't know if you're on WhatsApp. But I just want to say thank you. Lyle, do you need a necklace or a bracelet? Because you've got all... Always. Okay. Do you have a particular color you would like? Doug said yellow. He wants an obnoxious yellow. I'm going to send you, Doug, maybe this obnoxious fluorescent bright green yellow one, because it's hideous. But I think it looks...
Vance, I'll tell you what. I never paid attention to the color of the yellow, but I have one on my wrist. And I looked at it. I thought, oh, my God, it's faded like crazy.
Yeah, it's faded. They do that. That's right. Excuse me. I think that's why Nikon got rid of all these beautiful colors.
Yeah.
Because they do fade. The natural oils and acidity of our bodies, they taint things. That's why black is best. Was this helpful for you, Doug? Lyle, you had no idea what we were doing today until about an hour and a half ago. Is this helpful to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Good. Thank you for playing in my sandbox. Renee, Julie, yes, no?
Yes.
What?
I like purple or red.
So here's how you do it, folks. If you miss the email, go back and read the email. I have, oh, my gosh, it's such a heavy burden. Every time I go over to the Corbett, Oregon Nikon Extension Warehouse, a.k.a. Denny and Char Rogers' home, every time I go over there, my dad has discovered more Nikon products that my mom, in her amazing creativity and ability to collect things, she purchased years ago. These are discontinued products. If you have a need or a want of something from Nikon's past that you really need, you have two ways of getting it from the Corbett, Oregon Nikon Extension Warehouse of discontinued products. I do not sell new products that Nikon has in their warehouse in Irvine, California. I do not, nor will I not. I do not like Green Egg Sam I Am. Therefore, I will not sell Green Egg Sam I Am and Ham. Period. Get them from Nikon. The discontinued products, if you want them for free, all you got to do is make a donation for shipping and handling. If you want them for free, read the Team Rogers contest guidelines. You share a Nikon video, you invite somebody to a Nikon presentation, and then you follow up in a timely fashion. 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever works for you. Be careful, because pretty soon you're going to start listing like I have. I have a whole list. Jeannie Zeden just kicked me out of first place again. Mary Bowser and I think are tied. You're not competing against anybody but yourself. You share, you follow up, that's a point. When you're ready to redeem some of your points, anytime you want. Anytime you want to redeem some of your points, you multiply your points. You earn 20 points, you multiply that times 5. Doug's a quick mathematician, he loves numbers. 5 times 20 is 100. You now have $100 to spend at the Nikon Corbett, Oregon Extension Warehouse of discontinued products. Not at Nikon's warehouse, at the warehouse here. But wait, there's more. The 10 times multiplier, if you read the email, clearly states, if you go through the We Academy and you get the certification. I watched every introduction video last Sunday, and I was so excited. I'm like, I've got to do this. I haven't done it yet. I really like the follow-up one. I really like the guy who opens that up because, man, he's just, well, no, I'm sorry. I'm bragging on myself. But if you go through that program, if you join Balanced Life, Happy Life, Seiko Kai, Master Day, you're a regular attender of all these things, you take all these in, then you multiply your points times 10. So if you have 20 points, that 20 points now becomes 200 points. $200 that you can spend at the Corbett, Oregon Nikon Extension Warehouse of discontinued products.
Hey, Vance.
Yes, Renee. Oh, wait, there's more. You almost cut me off. Renee, there's more.
Oh goodness.
You sponsor a customer or a consultant like Crystal, and they order more than $500, period. Not in 1 month. They order more than $500, period. And they start their wellness home. Once they hit 500, then that's the other 10 times multiplier. So instead of having 20 points that becomes 100, now you have $200 to spend at the Nikon Corbett, Oregon Extension Warehouse of Discontinued Products. Yes, Renee, go ahead.
I was going to suggest that you put on your incentives there to do the compliance for the two things that Nikon asks us to do and receive your certificate as well.
A great idea. Have you done your compliance, Renee?
I have, and I have my certificate, too.
Okay. I have not done it yet. I know I'm supposed to, and I think there's a time frame we're supposed to do it, correct?
Oh, I don't know about that. But, yeah, there's two of them to do, and they're actually very, very interesting to do and to read. So.
Yeah, no, because when you're in compliance, then you won't get, like Vance has received several times during my 31-year career, several times these really, really strongly worded emails from Nikon's legal department. They include the words cease and desist. Cease and desist. Those are strong words you don't want to receive from Nikon's legal department. Why did I receive those? Because I talk. And like today, in the past, years ago, I did not offer the disclaimer. This recording from beginning to end offers the disclaimer because Doug mentioned certain words. We've all mentioned certain words that could be contrived, construed, that we're making medical claims. Okay, it happens. We're all guilty of it, and it's okay. Freedom is greatest when the boundaries are clearly defined. I know what the boundaries are. I know what I need to do to stay in compliance. I don't make medical claims. I could tell you about my friend Tom Paz's experience with Nikon so far in just a month, but it would be construed as a medical complaint. He was born with a condition that's abbreviations are C, the letter C as in cat, and the letter P as in product. Okay, C, P. Okay, I'm not telling you what his condition is. I'm just telling you those are the letters assigned to his condition. Okay? He told me Thursday night, less than 48 hours ago, I said, why, Tom, are you wanting to buy more Nikon products? Again, he's got a wad of cash. And he said, Vance, because of that back magnet, I've dropped 7 pounds. And I went, what? And he said, yeah, because of that irritating back magnet, it hits on my right side and my fold, my muffin top fold of flab of fat rolls over the top and it's been digging into my skin and it motivated me to lose 7 pounds. I said, Tom, that's kind of like a medical claim. So you shouldn't say things like that. I said, any other results? He said, yeah, that necklace of yours, that's what he called it. He said, because of that necklace, and this is his words, these are not mine, this is not a medical claim, folks, this is the way he said it. He said, I've been able to reduce my pain medication, which the doctor told me weeks ago that I better start reducing my pain medication because I'm taking too much. And I said, really? Why are you taking the pain medication? And he said, he listed all these things that he deals with because of the condition he was born with the letters C, Charlie, and the letters P, Prada, whatever P, whatever the word P were, Pete, Peter, Pete, palsy, pick any letter that, or any word that starts with P. I'm looking for letters all around me right now in words, but anyways, you get the idea. He's been on a heavy dose of just over-the-counter stuff. He's listed all the different products he takes. And he said, I've been able to reduce that. I went, really? I said, well, that's good. He said, oh, I feel so much better. And that's when he bought the insoles. And then he asked me about the seat. And then he almost cleaned me out of House and Home. He almost cleaned me out. But my goal is to connect Tom with Niken. Oh, sorry, and I apologize. Whoever asked me about the color purple, he bought the purple bracelets. I felt like I was a drug dealer because he has all this cash. And I said, well, Tom, I can connect you to Niken. You can buy them from Niken brand new, or I can sell you out of this bag. And he said, ooh, I like those purple ones. I'm like, I don't want to peddle products from the past. I want to connect people to Niken. So it's okay. I was having fun, and Tom really enjoyed it. He bought the insole. He bought my insteps right out of my shoes. We were the same size. And you know what the neat thing is, Renee? He's genuinely interested in discovering more about Niken because the questions he kept asking. Do you know how long we talked about Amway? At least 30 minutes.
Wow.
I've never been in Amway. I don't know very much. I've only been to one two-hour Amway meeting, and the guy who invited me, at 2 hours, I said, hey, I got to get home because you said this was 2 hours and I've got a 30-minute drive. He said, no, we're just getting started. I said, it's 9:30 at night. Tom, I got to go. You told me this would be 2 hours. And he said, no, we're just getting started. They were just getting ready to start drawing the circles. And I said, I got to get home. I'm like, holy smokes. They're just getting started? It was a Thursday night. Holy smokes. Anyways, no, and no discredit to Amway. I know they're getting better about doing meetings, you know. And fortunately, we have Zoom. So, anyways, I got to finish. We got to wrap this up. I look forward to having you join us next Saturday. I will be broadcasting live from Long Beach, California. 75 years ago, next Sunday, it's the 75th anniversary to In-N-Out Burger. And I thought, how ironic that Randy said yes to me interviewing her when I'm in Long Beach, California. At the 75th anniversary of In-N-Out Burger, because I don't know if burgers are in her book. I got to look and find out. if it reminds you of high school chemistry class, it doesn't belong in your mouth. That's one of the bold things in her book. That's in the chapter, Non-Foods Pretending to Be Foods. So now you can understand why I'm excited about this book. Oh, and I did also line up the following Saturday, I think it's the following Saturday. Renee, what's your husband's name again?
Ron.
Ron and Jeannie. Ron hasn't agreed to this yet. Or maybe he did, I think. Maybe he did. Ron and Jeannie Zeeden. Okay. Ron and Renee go together, and Jeannie and Ricky Zeeden go together. But Ron and Renee have both been doing Dave Rolfe's course. And I think it's that following Saturday. Don't worry. I always send out an email, typically. But Ron and Jeannie have agreed to banter back and forth and tell us what they learned from the day roll.
They have one more next Saturday. It's the last Saturday. And then the Saturday
right.
after that. Right. Mm-hmm.
They're going to come with both barrels loaded and tell us what they learned. And the better thing they're going to teach us is how they've applied it. I know how Jeannie's applied it. That's why Jeannie kicked me out of first place in the Team Rogers contest, because you ought to read her text. She says, oh, Vance, I sent the video. I shared this video. I shared this. This is what I did. And the gal joined, and she's going to be joining. I'm just like, holy smokes. She's kicking my butt big time. And I'm like, I don't know how to keep up with her. I can't keep pace with Jeannie's either. I'm like, okay, this is a good problem to have, because I'm only really competing against myself. So you got it all, Renee, right? You got the whole
mm-hmm.
Rogers the Team Rogers contest. You're
yep.
So
yep.
Yeah. So you can buy this stuff, these bracelets, or you can just earn them for free, or you can just say to me via text or live on this call, Vance, I really like red. And that's, in other words, let me translate that for you people that don't understand what that means. That means, Vance, I'll text you my address. I really like red. I'm sorry, folks. There's one red necklace left. And then if Addie gives me permission, I will sell you the two red bracelets and the red necklace she wears. But I guarantee you she's not going to give me permission, because red is the color of our school jerseys. And she hides her red Nikan power bands underneath her volleyball uniform. She's not supposed to wear jewelry, but she does anyways. Why? Yeah, you ought to see this kid serve a volleyball. I feel for the girls on the other side of the court. It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. It's just not fair, especially when that ball hits you in the face. And she's only 13. So have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for those who contributed. And I look forward to hearing from everybody next Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you real soon. Ciao for now.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.